All right. Well, she'd like to tell me what it was like to,
You can't tell Jerry how much you used to get for your lunch.
You know, yeah, when I was working at the sawmill.
Yeah. You get a whole loaf of bread and a...
Get a loaf of bread for a nickel. And a can of Portuguese for a nickel. And, a quart of milk was a dime.
Well, just slide back on back and tell me just what you can remember as a kid. What you used to do.
Starting in Oklahoma, was that his first memories?
And he was born in 1920. Correct, okay. That's the roaring 20s. The economy should be good, shouldn't it? Right after.
You didn't know the difference.
You didn't know the difference. You didn't know there was an economy.
Mm-hmm. And probably the people in the cities and stuff like that, that's where you roaring 20s come in at it.
Yeah, they the 20s was a city problem.
My God, you're talking about polar, right? Everybody was,
you didn't know this. Everybody was like that. Yeah. And everybody didn't have slaves like they tried to portray it now and all this kind of stuff.
I never seen a slave.
I've seen them
that
said they had been slaves.
Old,
old, old,
old.
You gonna
start
it off?
So you met former men? Huh? Met old former slaves?
Yeah.
You going to start? Yeah.
Well, what you doing? Getting my mouth working.
You gotta get a starting point.
I gotta get my mouth working next week.
When do you want him to leave it and then make you get by yourself and do it?
No, I ain't gonna leave the child. I'm Jerry Bardwell, born October 7th, 1920.
Kellyville, Oklahoma.
On the Creek Indian Reservation. Cherokees.
Cherokee Indian Reservation.
Yeah. Creeks, I think, came from Alabama. I don't know. Bunch of them.
Are
you putting it off
on
your
stomach? Yeah, wait a minute. What are you telling me that your mother taught school on any reservation? Your father, what are you doing?
Yeah, my daddy worked in the oil fields, and my mother taught school on the reservation.
Well, what'd you do?
Played with the Indian kids.
You played with the Indian kids? You, how many brothers do you have?
Two
brothers. How many sisters?
None.
No sisters. You the oldest, the youngest, or the middle?
Youngest of the bunch.
Youngest of the bunch.
You say I got two brothers and I'm the youngest.
Do you have to do a lot of farming when you was a kid, or a lot of work?
Yeah, a lot of work and stuff. Gardening mostly.
And later on, we got rid of fields. You said everybody had to grow their own food. food, meats?
At that time, most everybody had to grow their own food if you had any, or sponge off your neighbors. You know.
So you told me a story one time about stealing some watermelons.
Oh, I was a great big boy then.
Oh, you was a big boy then?
Yeah.
What happened to that little escapade?
How about what you feeling up the home about when you started school, you rode this wagon with enclosure?
Well, I rode a horse when I first started school.
Well?
First two, three grades, we had one horse that all three of us would ride to school. My oldest brother would drive, and he was this dry horse driver.
Cool.
He'd get the horse to run and scatter us all over the country, you know.
What was school like? What were the schools like?
One room schoolhouse. All the grades was taught in one room all the way up to the eighth grade.
What did the one room schoolhouse look like?
Just a bunch of boards put together, whatever the community could find, you know, logs and boards and whatever, old building, they'd fix it up for the kids to go to school in.
Imagine that building was pretty cold, wasn't it?
Oh yeah, it was cold. Had a heater in it, and we put chunks of coal in it, that's where our source of heat was cold.
The mining business was pretty big back then, wasn't it? I guess farming and mining and the textile industry or something?
No industry.
No industry is where you live.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the coal mines is big in Oklahoma, and oil business is just coming in.
All the industry and business was still up north, wasn't it?
Someplace else, right
yeah.
There.
The south and I guess parts of the west were didn't have nothing but big farms, little farms.
Well, little farms mostly.
Well, what can you tell me about sharecropping or tenant farming? Did you ever have any experience with that?
Oh, yeah. I was quite a bit older as I grew older. We moved about and wound up in Arkansas.
Y'all moved looking for work or for?
Yeah, looking for the green grass on the other side of the fence, you know, on the other side of the hill or something. And the Arkansas Delta. Get involved in the sharecropping business. Anybody could make a living. All you need to do is just show up and be willing to work.
Well,
and the landowner would mark off a little piece of land there that they could plant stuff, grow a cash crop. And the landowner furnished everything. Mules, plows, and seed, and fertilizer, and everything. All you did was the work. And that was usually 50% of his crop, you get 50% half of it.
Some people did thirds and fourths.
Yeah, but you have your own meals and feed and stuff and furnish your own groceries. You get up to thirds and fourths. You could work out a deal with the landowner with what percentage of the crop you get.
Well, if you had any money left over, where'd you spend it at?
Just normal places to go up for clothes and
beaches. Wasn't usually the general store or the closest store was usually owned by
the company store. Yeah.
Yeah, the guy that owned the company or the guy that owned the plant farm. Yeah.
Yeah, that's where you got all your groceries all year long on credit. You keep a running tab, and when you sold your crop, they settle it up. See.
Or most of them fair, or do you think most of them tried to keep you in the hole?
They tried to keep you in the hole, especially if you're a good worker.
Yeah.
Made a good crop. They keep you in the hole so you'd be there next year or something.
I guess they kind of had high prices on all their stuff too, didn't they?
Yeah, yeah. Inflated prices. And
then the guy would come through in the wagon and said, "Any merchandise should be ready."
Yeah. Yeah, we used to have every place I've ever lived, just about, there's always a peddler with a wagon full of everything, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Chairs and swings and toys and
groceries,
some groceries and stuff,
flavoring
and condiments.
So this peddler here would just go from farm to farm,
go from house to house,
yeah.
All over the place.
Yeah.
And he's swapping chickens or eggs.
He was trading chickens for stuff. We'd have a big cage on the back of his wagon there to put the chickens in.
Eggs and butter
and what have you. Anything he could sell at the store.
Are you recording that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Normally, can't nobody talk about what's talking.
Yeah, they can. I get it there. I'll be the one that writes the paper. I'll take this and my notes and put a paper, edit it, yeah.
Yeah, Ray, if you'd have gotten him before he got sick, you couldn't got him to hood. You can't pack it, you can't
pack. Well, you was saying one time when you moved around town, or not around town, but you moved a lot. You said y'all just stayed in your car, your vehicle, I guess a big truck or whatever it was.
Yeah, they bought a car, a touring car, you know, two-seat vertical type thing, you know, like the old Fords and things. And we piled everything we had in it to keep warm with, and everything else we piled on the outside of it. And that wasn't uncommon to see the guy going down the road with stuff tied all over his car. And clothes and blankets and stuff sticking out there.
Kind of like you used to see on the Beverly Hillbillies?
Yeah.
Okay.
That type of thing, yeah.
And they said there wasn't no motels to stay in or nothing.
No motels or nothing. You get find a nice place on the side of the road to stop and eat or stay overnight.
Your mama cook.
Us boys would get up from a pile of rocks and make a fireplace and an oven type thing out there, and she'd get out two pipes and pans and cook up what we had to eat. We'd eat right there and sleep there too. We're in the car. Those kids would sleep in the car.
It's hard to pump your hand, yes, but you made butter yourself and stuff like that.
Well, that's when you live someplace, you make your soap on soap and stuff. You'd make that on the road.
Turn it down there for butter.
So mostly just the time that you was on the road was when y'all was looking for another place to farm.
Yeah.
Looking for better land, to have better crops.
Another place to live in.
Would you say that was mostly just in Arkansas? Or Oklahoma it is?
Arkansas, Oklahoma, Missouri, Kansas.
But then you finally ended up in Mississippi.
What was it like? How old was you when you went to Mississippi?
8 or 9 years after Mississippi, I was 8 or 9 years old.
So this is like in 1928 in Mississippi?
Yeah.
So you're still a young little boy then, wouldn't you? Yeah. Would y'all settle down and buy a piece of land in Mississippi?
No.
No?
My dad didn't buy any land. Didn't want any. Too much trouble or something. I don't know why I even got in there.
Well, what was the schools like in Mississippi?
Pretty much
the same way as they were.
Yeah, same way they were every place else. One room schoolhouse, all the neighbors gathered up one day and we built a school house, and that's where we went to school. So if they had a sawmill in the community or something, they'd saw some lumber, otherwise they'd make a lot of logs.
What part of Mississippi was this?
North Central.
North Central. So around about where y'all used to live in Calhoun?
Yeah.
Well, don't elaborate on stuff, Jerry.